Welcome back to the Indianola Spring Sports Spotlights on KMIA, talking with Junior Olivia Duff. Olivia, thank you very much for joining us. Heading into the girls' soccer season, before everything was canceled, talk a little bit about what your expectations were for this season.
Well, last season we didn't do so well, so we had all these open gyms that we attended. We were all ready to go, positive that we were going to be better this season, that we came together as a team more, and we were just ready to go.
Well, I know Coach talked a lot about that off-season work, and what I've heard from the other athletes on the squad is there was a lot of participation and kind of excitement that there was so much participation in the off-season work. Is that how you felt?
Yeah, definitely. We had a lot of girls show up, and we had a few practices every week, and our coaches came, and we all had a lot of fun.
Well, I know that there was a lot of emphasis on whether it be indoor soccer or whether it was just, you know, keeping in shape, just working on your game a little bit. So how do you think you improved?
I think I improved with, like, my speed and my ability to work on the ball fast. Indoor a lot with, like, your agility and how you should move on the ball, and I thought it helped everybody playing inside.
Well, I know you already mentioned some of the team goals was to win more games. Did you have any individual goals that you were targeting this year?
For me, it was working on the ball, working with the team. Yeah, that's about it.
All right. Well, I know, again, a lot what I've heard from the other athletes is, you know, again, maybe the scoreboard didn't always go your way last year, but it was still a lot of fun to be in it, and the team culture was good. So kind of give me your thoughts on the team culture around the girls' soccer program.
Well, we aren't just a team. We're more a family. Like, we all talk to each other. We all are there for each other. We have each other's backs, and we are just more of a family than anything.
Well, again, I know it's not an easy topic to talk about, but walk me through your perspective on when you heard the season was canceled.
Yeah, when it started to, like, go downhill, we had just done a camp for little kids, and my coach was talking about the possibilities of us not being able to play, and I was angry. I was the one, like, oh, I'm going to do my own practices. We're going to have this season, and everybody was starting to have doubts, and I was the one, like, we're going to push through this, we're going to get better, and we're going to play. And then it kind of just went down, and we kind of just stopped after that. But I'm still doing work on my own. I've hosted my own practices with the rules, my 10-people rule, and I'm hoping that we can get better for next season.
Well, again, not an easy topic, but I know the team is still trying to keep in contact with the seniors and give them the send-off that they would normally get. So talk about your participation there.
Like, making senior gifts, I came up with the idea, and I got all the juniors together. I'm collecting the money, and we are going to get together tomorrow to get everything accomplished, and then we're going to drop them off at the seniors' houses.
All right. Well, that's still a good way to honor those seniors as well. And talk a little bit about what you want to do for your senior season and how you want to get ready for that.
For senior season, I want to come up with – I'm going to make practices so we can get better before then, and then – like always, do the off-season things where we come together as a team and get better. And then for my senior season, I'm just going to work as hard as I can, be like, come close with the freshmen and everybody else, and just be a leader as well as I can be.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, and best of luck for
thank
next
you.
Year.
Thank you.